WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. The White House urging restraint in Israel's bombardment of Gaza. The Biden administration saying that getting the hostages home should be the main priority in the region right now. On Monday, two elderly women who had been held hostage were released. The daughter of one of them says her mother was treated well.
We are heartened to hear that they are well looked after. We do not know that that is everyone, because there's many that my mom did not meet.
In Tel Aviv, ABC chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell has more.
We're actually at a fixed vigil for the families, for the more than 200 men, women and children who were kidnapped by Hamas and Islamic Jihad on the morning of October 7th. They're handing out these simple yellow ribbons, they're handing out posters to put pressure on the Israeli government, not just to bring them home, but to prioritize their loved ones.
House Republicans going through rounds of secret ballot votes right now, trying to find a new nominee for speaker. This is ABC News. We're learning more about just what happened in the cockpit of a commercial jet when an off-duty pilot allegedly tried to stop the engines mid-flight over the weekend.
Alaska Airlines is saying Captain Joseph Emerson, who was riding in the jump seat, did get his hands on the handles to kill power to the engines, but did not fully pull them, and the crew was able to reset them. He first joined the company in 2002. He left for a while to go to Virgin America. That was acquired then by Alaska. He became a captain at Alaska in 2019.
ABC's Alex Stone. He's facing 83 counts of attempted murder. After a fight with a rare form of pneumonia, Olympic gymnastics champion Mary Lou Retton is now out of the hospital. A crowdfunding campaign raised more than $450,000 for her care. For many of us, a normal work week is 40 hours, but it may not be long before Spain calls 37 hours a week normal. Lawmakers there working on a measure that would cut the standard work week back to 37 hours by 2025. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Two people were killed and six others were injured in a seven-vehicle crash in western Wisconsin on Monday. The crash occurred around 5:30 p.m. on I-94 in St. Croix County near mile marker 28 in the village of Wilson. Video of the crash shows a semi-truck behind burning wreckage, and the crash led to the Highway 128 overpass being closed so authorities could determine if there was any structural damage caused by the fiery wreck. Authorities say more information will be released Tuesday morning. The man accused of going to the Wisconsin State Capitol with a firearm twice says he had no intention of hurting anyone and simply wanted to talk to Governor Tony Evers. 43-year-old Joshua Pleasnik was arrested twice on October 4th, returning to the Capitol after posting bail with a semi-automatic assault rifle and baton in his backpack. He reportedly wanted to speak with Governor Evers about why he believed men aren't taken seriously when seeking protection orders against women and thought it was legal to carry the firearms in a public building. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach is on the board. Dominic Salvia live in studio. And you can always join us as well at 844-967-2789. 1106. I did pop outside just for a second. It is so nice out.
How nice is it?
It is so nice. The entire back of our building, which faces to the south, is covered with box elder bugs and now ladybugs.
Great.
They're all got their chaise lounges out and they're stretching their wings.
They better enjoy it now. Oh, it's not going to last.
Yeah, so enjoy this day if you can get out for lunch or something, or maybe go for a walk. It's beautiful.
They're covering our front door and like front patio area.
Are they?
My wife is like, when we were coming inside the house, she goes, "Go faster, go faster." She doesn't want them to get in the house. But when they're in the house, I put them in a cup and I put them back outside. I don't kill them. I don't need to kill them. They're harmless.
They are harmless.
So let them have their little adventure throughout the rest of the fall.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Pro Insect.
Wouldn't kill a bug.
I'll kill a centipede.
Oh, so there are distinctions. All right, for squishable things. Okay, good to know. Let's talk about flipping like flapjacks, shall we?
Yes.
Wow, it's happening so quickly and so frequently, it's almost hard to keep them straight. Jenna Ellis, a former lawyer for Donald Trump's 2020 campaign, pleaded guilty today to illegally conspiring to overturn Trump's election loss in Georgia. This makes Ms. Ellis the third attorney associated with the former president to take a plea deal in this criminal racketeering case.
Making attorneys get attorneys.
Attorneys, yes. Making attorneys get attorneys. We do have some sound from Ms. Ellis when she made her appearance in court this morning. Greg, why don't you fire that off?
Thank you, Your Honor, for the opportunity to address the court.
Very teary.
As an attorney who is also a Christian, I take my responsibilities as a lawyer very seriously.
Okay.
And I endeavor to be a person of sound moral and ethical character in all of my dealings. In the wake of the 2020 presidential election, I believed that challenging the results on behalf of President Trump should be pursued in a just and legal way. I endeavored to represent my client to the best of my ability. I relied on others, including lawyers with many more years of experience than I, to provide me with true and reliable information,
Rudy,
especially since my role involved speaking to the media and to legislators in various states. What I did not do, but should have done, Your Honor, was to make sure that the facts the other lawyers alleged to be true were in fact true.
What? No.
In the frenetic pace of attempting to raise challenges to the election in several states, including Georgia, I failed to do my due diligence. I believe in and I value election integrity. Yeah. If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges. I look back on this whole experience with deep remorse.
Yeah, I bet.
For those failures of mine, Your Honor, I have taken responsibility already before the Colorado Bar who censured me, and I now take responsibility before this court.
This deal that Jenna Ellis made allows her to avoid jail time in exchange for giving evidence that could potentially implicate other defendants, including Rudy Giuliani, who is facing 13 charges.
That goes for Sidney Powell and Cheesebros. Yep. Cheesebro.
Yep. Chesbro. It's Chesbro, but I prefer Cheesebro.
Cheesebro. All these individuals, we talked about this beforehand, and I understand the logic that you laid out, Jane, but you know, I'm gonna bring it up. There's a woman in Texas who wasn't sure if she could vote because she was arrested, and she went in the booth and she told the person, the election official, and the election official said, "Why don't you just fill out a provisional ballot?" So she did. It got pulled. Flagged. It got pulled, and she went to jail for 5 years. These three people worked their due diligence to try to overthrow an election, and they're getting slaps on the wrist.
Yeah,
like minimal fines. Like they're like four figure fines. They're nothing.
Yeah, like $5,000.
Yeah, and I just, to me, there's no reason why they shouldn't be spending a little bit of time in prison for treason.
Well, when Greg and I were talking about this off the air, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know if I wish I were. Anyway, but I'm not a lawyer, but I can only imagine that they gave them these sweet deals in order to get them to flip like a flapjack and provide more information on these other defendants.
They are not the ultimate target.
No, they're not.
Ellis pleaded, New York Times, Ellis, 38 years old, pleaded guilty to a charge of aiding and abetting false statements and writings, the felony. The fourth person to plead guilty in the Georgia case agreed to be sentenced to 5 years probation, pay $5,000 in restitution, perform 100 hours of community service, and, of course, the apology letter to the citizens of Georgia. That seems to be a constant.
Yeah.
And I get it, Greg and Jane. I mean, it seems like, wow, this is... You look at some of the other crimes, or crimes, quote-unquote, of this person in Georgia who did time for what? Listening to
mistakenly
listening to the people at the polling place.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But again, what is the ultimate goal here? Well, justice is the ultimate goal. And these folks were part of it, but they were there. There's other. It's Trump, man.
This is Trump.
This all came from Trump. This has always been Trump.
And Giuliani.
And well, sure. But Giuliani and Trump, it's all Trump. Yeah. If it wasn't for Trump, Giuliani wouldn't do it. You know, right. Giuliani wouldn't be, and Ellis wouldn't be, the Kraken lady. So this is all about Trump. And I'm just wondering, when does this sink in to the everyday Republican citizens? You know, when does it sink in? I mean, what else do you need? We've seen Fox News has been, you know, guilty, fined or charged, what, $800 million?
Almost $1 billion.
Almost $1 billion. There's still a Smartmatic deal out there as well. Yep. Newsmax is on the hook for $1 billion or more. And what did they do? They lied to their audience.
Yes.
And what did Sidney Powell do? She lied to everybody she talked to. She pled guilty to it. What did Ellis do? She lied. They lied. And they're admitting it now. At some point... Does this sink into the Republican electorate? You have been, you're victims of a fraud. You are a victim here. And all you got to do is open your eyes and read it and understand it and believe what they're telling you now. Ellis, guilty, aiding and abetting false statements. The Kraken lady. And it'll roll up. It'll be Giuliani. It'll be the Newsmax and Fox News. I mean, everything you Republicans look to as a source of information or insight or policy is riddled with lies.
But there is a large portion of that electorate that will stick their fingers in their ears and go, la, 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 la. He's a victim. Everyone picks on him. The entire justice system is corrupt. Yeah. And as a texter just shot us from the 262, hey, Greg, can you write the Trump rage tweet coming this afternoon when he says Ms. Ellis was just a coffee boy that he never met? Because I'm telling you, MAGAs are already responding to this and calling her an unloyal wench, a disloyal wench.
Wow.
And don't forget, she raised She raised $200,000 for her legal fund. That came from most likely Trump supporters.
You know, Dom, you said something just before that you said regular Republican voters. That's the problem, is we have to look at the am I trying to get these individuals to vote for Democrats or liberals or whatever? I mean, that's a different discussion. But
sure.
At what group of GOP voters are finally going to say, like, we've had enough? Because the mega loyal are never going. They're gone for good. They're never coming back.
Yes.
So what you have left over, and I hate to say it, are individuals who are like the Robin Vosses and lower, who are like, let's just get some sort of semblance of order here. Like, they're still going to do crazy things, but finding just semi-regular candidates who can run and win and bring some order, is that possible? I don't even know anymore. Or have they poisoned their own well to the point of just it's terminal?
I think you make a great point. I think they have poisoned their own well. And yes, in many cases, it's going to be terminal. If you want to check in on this, we're talking about Jenna Ellis, the latest flapjack to flip, lawyer for the former President Donald Trump in this racketeering case in Georgia. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Text her from the 414. There is a lot of disarray in the Republican Party, but even so, apparently there are enough nonpartisan voters who will vote for Trump that in current polls he's even with Biden. Given the economy, the obvious dysfunction, the lack of anything getting done in the House, and the fact that many House GOP were involved in the insurrection, I found this both amazing and frightening.
Yes.
Democrats need to do something about this, and they need to do it now.
I mean,
Democrats. I mean, we can't.
Why is it always on the Democrats?
Right, to fix what the Republicans. It's not up to the Democrats under Hakeem Jeffries. They've been very, very in line and in focus on what they want. You know what they want? They want Hakeem Jeffries as the Speaker of the House. It's the Republicans who can't get their act together.
Absolutely.
And I think it's important to, you know, recognize when we talk about all these lies and things that are now, you know, what I would consider facts, you know. Jenna Ellis admitted this in a court of law.
Yes.
So did Sidney Powell, right? I mean, so did Kenneth Cheeseborough in a court of law. Fox News convicted in a court of law. We'll see what happens with Newsmax in a court of law. But these are things that we can rely on. We can look back and say, look, you were deceived. So I think from a matter of for me to be able to deal with a person of goodwill who obviously not everyone thinks alike, man. I've voted for all sorts of people in parties in my life.
Right.
But I always look for people of goodwill. And if you can't recognize and accept what they are now telling and admitting to, you know, you're kind of lost. And I want them to get a sense of self-respect. I want them to have that BS meter to know that, listen, what they're telling you isn't true. And you may not believe that or think that, you know, what Dominic says is righteous as far as what policies, legal weed, or whatever the case may be, that's fine. But I'm not BSing you. This is part of their plan. That's the strategy. It's shameful.
It is shameful. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. John from the Falls says, so what Jenna Ellis is really saying is that if she had known the coup was going to fail, yeah, she wouldn't have done it.
Oh, that's always the thing, is I apologize now because you got caught.
Well, yes, it's called F-A-F-O. And
fart around and find out.
Or a different version of that. We're coming up against the break. We will be right back. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I got a witness. Put a hand on the Bible. Jerry, Jerry, hallelujah. He might be liable. Mama. Well, I was trying to open up my map when I spilled my coffee on my lap. How was I supposed to know it was gonna be hot? Well, I went back to that fast food place and the manager with a happy face said, I want the name of whoever brewed that pot. I'm gonna talk to my lawyer.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly.
Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 63, winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, lows level off around 49, overcast skies. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, daytime highs approaching 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 56.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAU.
Welcome back to Ask O's Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Dominic Salvia live in studio with me. And you can always check in as well. Call or text 844-967-2789. If you're watching the live stream, you can leave comments right there and we will see those as well. We're talking about the latest Donald Trump attorney to flip like a flapjack once they were called into court. Jenna Ellis became the latest copping a plea deal in Georgia, expressing her regrets for ever having gotten involved in Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020
election. If I knew then what I know now.
Oh, if only. And now, of course, Donald Trump's hardcore supporters are not very happy with Ms. Ellis.
What?
Shocking.
I know. Laura Loomer, we could do a whole segment on her. Laura Loomer says Ellis's plea has confirmed her view. She is a disloyal wench who has been stealing from Trump supporters by asking them for money to help pay her bills. Another guy,
Trump steals from Trump supporters to ask to pay his bills.
Steve Bannon stole from Trump supporters to build the wall that never got built.
But man, that boat's nice.
And then he got pardoned. So he can actually use that boat that he got with donations from Donald Trump supporters. And this never seems to faze anybody. Supporter Alexander Shepard says Ellis should return all the money that she raised from MAGA supporters. I don't know how anyone can trust her after this. He's another guy. After this.
It's all about the money, not about the content.
No.
Not what she admitted to, fraud, the lies.
That's all fine.
It's the money. That's the problem.
Another guy, Derek Evans, who served prison time for storming the Capitol on January 6th, said he can forgive her for pleading guilty to stay out of jail, but not for throwing Donald Trump under the bus.
Well, we don't know yet, because she'll have to testify, perhaps.
Perhaps. And again, I'm assuming that this is why all three of them, Jenna Ellis, Kenneth Chesbrough, and Sidney Kraken Powell, all got such relatively light sentences, $5,000 and a fine and a couple hundred hours of community service.
Yeah, but that apology letter to the citizens of Georgia, I mean, that's the doozy.
And does every resident get a copy?
I want a signed copy. I want original signed.
Handwritten.
Notarized.
Notarized copies. That would be great.
Come to my door and read it to me.
We played some of the sound, but I just want to say this again from the report in New York Times, a quote from Ellis. If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges. I look back on this experience with deep remorse. For those failures of mine, Your Honor, I've taken responsibility already before the Colorado Bar, who censured me, and now I take responsibility before this court and apologize to the people of Georgia. But then they go on to say in March, again, New York Times, Ellis admitted in a sworn statement in Colorado, her home state, that she had knowingly misrepresented the facts in several public claims that widespread voting fraud had occurred and had led to Mr. Trump's defeat.
So this whole argument that she deferred to more experienced lawyers sounds kind of bogus.
The whole, you know, the tears.
Right.
I'm so sad I'm so I got sorry. Caught.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sad that I have to now plead guilty to what I actually did. And I'm so sad that perhaps I'll have to testify against the former president, or perhaps Rudy Giuliani would be the next one. Who's left? We had 18, right? Four have now gone. So that means 14. And I don't know any other like major, you know, attorneys in Trump's orbit type of folks. I'll have to look at the list that are still out there to be had.
Right.
The only ones that are left after Rudy Giuliani are the children. That's it.
We know Republican eat the children.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Stephen's Point checking in. What kind of career prospects do Ellis, Powell, and Chesbro have now? They sold their souls to a traitor, and now they know they will never get the check. Oh, and by the way, there was 1.5-inch hail 2 hours ago in Marshfield. Okay.
Don't underestimate the power of a book deal.
That's what I was going to
say.
Punditry, laying low for a few years and coming back. There are so many stories of politicians and lawyers. I mean, Jenna Ellis was censured. She was not disbarred. She was censured. So essentially they said, not cool.
Right.
She didn't get
disbarred.
She helped. She assisted in possibly overthrowing an election and she got censured. She will be fine because someone will come along and like her style and hire her for something else.
Well, won't they just throw her on Newsmax or, you know, OAN or one of the other?
She'll probably, I mean.
No, I don't know that they'll have them anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if they ever pay their fines.
I bet you, I wouldn't be surprised if you get like a News Nation or even a desperate CNN.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately, I could see CNN doing something
like
that.
You know, I'd be totally fine to go the rest of my life without seeing Sidney Powell or the Pillow Guy or Cheese Bro or Jenna Ellis ever again. I mean, they were forced upon us. You know what? We didn't ask for these folks.
They were foisted upon us.
Right. No, we didn't want that. All of a sudden, we got, you know, the Pillow Guy. Like, who's this guy? And why is he going to see the president? Why does he have all that written down on his pad? What? I mean, the craziness, it was evident then, to me anyway. I was like, wow, this is what?
Yep.
And they talked about it even during the J6 committee hearings, you know, team crazy versus team normal. I mean, team normal is, especially compared to crazy. But now we see the comeuppance, and they're going to have to deal with that. I think Greg's right. I think, you know, book deals, they'll be fine. They're going to worry about paying the rent. But Sidney Powell's still got a lawsuit against her personally, I believe, for the defamation for Dominion stuff.
Oh.
So she's still got some headwinds. I don't think Jenna Ellis was specifically involved. But, I mean, Powell got up and said some wackadoo crazy stuff. I mean, right out front, loud and charged. About Dominions that were obviously and ultimately false.
Well, and now one of her sources of fundraising for her legal defense fund, I think they're annoyed. I think it's going to be tough to get them to shell out at this point. If you want to check in on this, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We will be back right after the break. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. The White House urging restraint in Israel's bombardment of Gaza. The Biden administration saying that getting the hostages home should be the main priority in the region right now. On Monday, two elderly women who had been held hostage were released. The daughter of one of them says her mother was treated well.
We are heartened to hear that they're well looked after. We do not know that is everyone because there's many that my mom did not meet.
In Tel Aviv, ABC chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell has more.
We're actually at a fixed vigil for the families, for the more than 200 men, women and children who were kidnapped by Hamas and Islamic Jihad on the morning of October 7th. They're handing out these simple yellow ribbons, they're handing out posters to put pressure on the Israeli government, not just to bring them home, but to prioritize their loved ones.
House Republicans going through rounds of secret ballot votes right now, trying to find a new nominee for speaker. This is ABC News.
Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Secretary Adam Payne is off the job after just 10 months. According to a Wisconsin Examiner report, Payne submitted his resignation to Governor Tony Evers on Friday, effective at the end of the day on November 1st. In his resignation letter, Payne cited wanting to spend more time with his aging parents as a major reason for resigning and thanked the Department of Natural Resources employees for their hard work and friendship. Two Wisconsin boys and their family traveled to Milwaukee this week with the goal of leaving with a Guinness World Record, and they did just that after building the world's largest grilled cheese sandwich. According to a WQOW report, the sandwich ended up being 10.9 feet long, 6.25 feet wide, and 2.75 inches thick. They reportedly used over 300 pounds of dough and 60 pounds of cheese to construct the record-breaking sandwich. The family also says local food banks benefited from the event. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the... It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matnair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Devil's Advocate Dominic Salvia in studio with me. And we always love hearing from you at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We are talking about the latest Trump lawyer to do to flip like a flapjack, Dominic. Jenna Ellis in court this morning, pleading guilty that she lied.
No.
Essentially, tearfully expressing regrets for having ever gotten involved in Donald Trump's efforts to stay in power. And of course, all the MAGA supporters are coming after her now in droves. For this reason, Jenna Ellis will always be known as a disloyal coward and a total scumbag.
But when she was lying, specifically, she pled guilty to a charge of aiding and abetting false statements and writings. And apparently, Mega, they were fine. As long as she's aiding and abetting false statements and writings for their team, totally fine with it.
Yeah.
But if you admit to it and say that it's wrong and take your punishment, well, now you're a traitor and a coward and a wench, I believe.
A disloyal. Disloyal wench. Uh-huh. A disloyal wench. Uh-huh.
Sounds like right out of the Renaissance Fair. Right.
And I guess what amazes me, too, is when Donald Trump was first elected, and I'm sure everyone will remember this, I hire only the best people. Uh-huh. All the best people. I know I've been doing this all my life. I know who's good. I hire all the best people. And then one by one by one by one, they were a moron. They were idiots. They were the worst person in this job
ever. They were the coffee boy.
I never met him. I never saw him.
Don't
Who was this person?
Him.
I've never taken 500 pictures with them ever. And they just buy that. But if that is accurate, isn't he just a terrible judge of character?
Yes. And as are the people who vote for him. And that's my concern. I mean, Donald Trump's going to be Donald Trump, but come on, electorate. You know, I mean,
wake up
and look around and see what's happening. And if you're going to continue to support the guilty to charge of aiding and abetting false statements and writings. Again, this is all, it's a billboard in front of you all the time.
Yeah.
All you got to do is open your eyes and accept it. They lied to you, and it sucks. I get it, man. That is you're a victim of that circumstance. It's an unhealthy relationship.
Yes.
But maybe it's time to try to get out of that.
And like you said, it's painful, and it's hard it's hard to admit that, yes, you got conned.
Who wants to admit that they're a sucker in this
absolutely
deal?
Absolutely.
No doubt about it.
And I certainly feel for that. But you got to start looking around,
yeah,
like you said, Dom, and listening to other points of view, perhaps.
Well, and you know, we have points of view, and you can have, everyone is entitled to their opinions, but you're not entitled to your own set of facts.
Exactly.
And the facts are, three of these attorneys that were very dialed in with Donald Trump in this effort have pled guilty to lying and perpetuating fraud and aiding and abetting. I mean, hello, Wisconsin, Josh Call. I mean, I'd love to see some comeuppance for, yep, those who did the same thing here.
Yeah.
I mean, Andrew Hitt, all the Trump delegates that were supposed to be for Trump, of course, ended up being the fraudulent delegates for Trump because, of course, he won. That's all a part of this plan. That's a result of this conspiracy.
Yes.
You know, created by what? Trump, Cheese Bro, Eastman, Giuliani, and perpetuated by, you know, the Kraken lady and Jenna Ellis, because they get up there and, well, hey, I mean, I'm an attorney. This is an elite crack legal team.
Yeah.
And this is what we found. And we're going to tell you. And what do we have? We have Donald Trump even yesterday saying, well, we're going to release all this information next week. Yeah, I'm still waiting for the replacement for Obamacare that's coming
absolutely
in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. And I infrastructure
mean,
week.
I mean, this is how they roll. So, I mean, I got to think at some point, you know, they're going to, once the attorneys start, you know, peeling off one by one, it's going to continue to happen. It's just not happening fast enough.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Catherine from Madison joining us on the phone. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Good morning. I was just calling about Jenna Ellis.
Yes.
And it occurred to me that I don't see, is wench supposed to be a bad thing? I didn't really think so. So I don't think I'd feel too bad about it.
Especially those people calling you that.
Yeah, yep. And the Renaissance Fair, right, full of wenches. I was calling, though, because I went into the bank today. I had a big $10 check that's been sitting around. I got from Nielsen for, you know, what radio stations I listen to. So I cashed the check at the bank, and I talked to the teller. And he said that his mother lives in some town I've never heard of in northern Wisconsin, and she is now getting Civic Media. And he said that he likes to listen to it, and he hears it up there now at her place.
Yay!
Fantastic.
Oh, Catherine, that's great.
I've never heard of this town.
You've never...
And you know, he didn't remember the name right away. I told him 92.7. He said, oh, yeah, I know that thing. And he said he listens during drive time. And I was thinking, you know, you think of drive time as a certain time of day, but people work all these different hours, different shifts, different days. Because I used to work in a hospital, and I had lots of different days off and different times.
Sure.
It seemed like there were people out and about all the time.
It's always drive time.
Oh, I can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always drive time. So, yeah. So I just thought I'd let you guys know.
Yes.
Thanks for mentioning Josh Colligan, too, Dom.
Yes.
He has got to get off his butt and do something.
I keep my fingers crossed that he's doing something that we don't know about. You know, can't comment on ongoing investigations and all that. But, man, we see what's happening in Michigan. A.G. Nestle, she's going after him. We see what's happening in Georgia. I mean, this is fraud. And these folks were engaged in that conspiracy to commit fraud and to what? To overturn the election. I mean, this is some serious stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like, you know, like you voted in the wrong precinct or something.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, they...
Yep.
This was not a good faith.
Black and white. They signed a paper. Yep. I'm the legitimate elector. And they were not. It's right there in writing. I think some of them had their pictures taken and put it on Facebook or something. Jesus, they've got to get these guys. It's just crazy. And I can't understand why it would take so long. I really can't.
Well, like Dom said, I
just thought I'd give you a call.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Catherine. We really appreciate that. Sure. And thank you for helping us.
Problem.
Helping spread the word about civic media and what we're trying to do. And that's great to hear that someone in a unidentifiable Wisconsin northern town is listening to us. That's lovely. It's lovely. You can always check in as well, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Lynn from the 612, we were talking about why some Republican voters don't seem to be affected by any of the stuff that's going on. Fox News had never even told their audience about the $1 billion in fines they had to pay for Dominion.
Nope.
So they likely have no knowledge about these latest flips. And that texter's right. They don't want to look outside their own reality.
And I get that. You know, that's the with the way information can flow now, it's easy to stay in your silo, to stay in your lane. I think. But it's also the other side of that, and the opportunity is, well, you get to hear all sorts of other opinions on other things as well. So, you know, it depends, I think, on a personality standpoint. And I would encourage all the megas and Republicans and conservatives out there who are nice and comfortable in the world that you live in, you know, maybe step outside of that, get a little uncomfortable. You know, put yourself in situations that make you a little uncomfortable and absorb it, you know, empathize with other folks and you know, feel and react, put some miles on, read some books. I mean, there's some things to do because the path that you're on right now, as evidenced by the attorneys around Trump, the people around Trump, what's happened to the Republican Party and the megas, look how it's splintered, look what's happening in the House. There's a problem there. And it's nothing that, you know, I can't fix that for them.
No, right.
All you can do is say, hey, here's what the facts are. And if you accept those facts and recognize that maybe you were being deceived, you know, maybe you should, you know, accept that fact and vote like you were being deceived. Yes.
Yeah. From the 414, it's always Democrats. That's because Republicans are always on every medium possible, spreading their lies and misinformation. In my opinion, every week, if not more often, President Biden or a surrogate should get on national high visibility platforms and emphasize either the accomplishments of this administration or the insanity and corruption of the Republicans. Sort of a modern fireside chat, but it has to start now. And that goes back to last hour when Dan Schaefer was here from the recombobulation area, and we were talking about the great jobs numbers in Wisconsin and how that just never gets touted.
Well, to the caller, I mean, I don't mean to battle the caller or the texter, but the president's going all over the place making announcements all the time. It's just that the president going to a place and talking about jobs isn't the war overseas, isn't the speakership. Yeah. It's those are not
sexy
enough to get covered. And that's the unfortunate thing is you go on social media and his team is constantly posting about what's going on.
You're right.
It's just you're fighting for that 24-hour news cycle for anything you can get. And unfortunately, the president talking about the great jobs, they're like, yeah, that's fine. He shook some hands, whatever.
Well, and I think, too, and I was thinking about this when we were talking about Governor Evers and owning some of these wins and owning some of the good things. I just have he's so Wisconsin. Our governor would get up there and go, oh, yeah, you know, the jobs are good, but... It was a lot of folks. It wasn't just me.
I didn't do it all myself.
Yeah, I just don't. He's not that kind of guy where you go, yes, I did this and it was great. And aren't you all glad? That's just not who our Oplander is.
No, he's our sweet Oplander.
He is. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. We do have news from the latest disarray from House Republicans. Apparently they have a nominee four speaker.
Woohoo!
Is it me?
It is not you. It is not me.
Oh.
And it is not Dom.
Nope.
Representative Tom Emmer from Minnesota nominated today as House Speaker after five rounds of voting. Emmer beats Mike Johnson from Louisiana. Byron Donalds dropped out before the final round. He is not a favorite of the former president. Trump supporters have been very vocal opponents of Emmer because he did vote to certify the 2020 presidential election.
For shame. How dare he? I mean, seven out of nine of those candidates for speaker, Republicans,
yes,
voted not to certify,
yes,
the 2020. So we had a 22% chance that whoever comes out of this would at least recognize that the 2020 election was legitimate and voted to certify it. I mean, if nothing else, and I don't know anything about Mr. Emmer. I don't know nothing about his politics. You know, he's a Midwesterner. I mean, that's great. He's from Minnesota. All right. But other than that, I'm assuming he's going to toll the Republican line. But at least he didn't vote to, you know, overturn democracy.
But he did sign on to that lawsuit in Texas, which sought to overturn the results in several states, including
here. Oh, he did. Oh,
so it was kind of a back end kind of trying to overturn the results. And this goes back to, again, trying to get...
What's your first name?
Trying to get through to
All right.
Donald Trump supporters that... So many lies.
Here we go. Emmer, NBC reporting. Emmer wants to hold a full House vote this afternoon.
Wow.
This afternoon to elect him Speaker of the House. A representative told NBC News, no vote has been scheduled yet. Republicans have not sent any official guidance about when a vote might happen. LaMalfa, the congressman, said Republicans are conducting a roll call vote inside their private meeting. This will give Emmer a sense of who is opposed to him. He'll need a majority of the whole House, of course, to win. So he's looking to, got it now, looking to push.
Rush it through.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Keith from Middleton. Good morning, Keith. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
We're good, great, thanks. How are you?
Hey, excellent. It's a beautiful day. A little too warm for me, though. hey, so I'm really kind of hoping that Hakeem Jeffries can gather some troops on the Democratic side and get Emmer over the 217. It's going to take that. There's no way he's going to have enough of the radical knuckleheads on the right to make it. We need to have a Speaker of the House right now. There's just no two ways about it.
Yeah. But what are the Republicans going to give up for that, Keith?
Well, I think Emmer needs to make sure, or he needs to swear allegiance to not shutting down the government. And he needs to agree to the spending bill that was put together by Joe and some of the others this spring.
Hang on, Keith. We got to go to break. We're going to break right now, so don't go away. 844-967-2789. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 63. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. Overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High of 59. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 56.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1.
And welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Dominic Salvia in studio with me. And we are always taking your calls and texts at 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you're watching on the live stream, you can always leave a comment there as well. Well, it looks like the GOP does have a nominee for Speaker of the House. Minnesota's Tom Emmer has come out as the winner. So far.
Winner, chicken dinner.
But can he actually get all the votes he needs?
NBC News reporting just right now. Two House Republicans say Emmer doesn't have enough support to win a speaker election on the House floor as the conference takes a private internal vote. Rep. Dan Muser, a Republican from Pennsylvania, told reporters, quote, there are some holdouts and estimated there are about 10 of them. He said he still expects a floor vote to take place later today. Ask about how many no votes there are for Emmer. Rep. Mike Waltz, a Republican from Florida, told reporters there are too many. Dang.
Many, many, many. Lots and lots of them. We still have Keith on the line from Middleton. Thank you for hanging on through the break, Keith. It will be interesting to see if Hakeem Jeffries does bring along enough Democrats to get Emmer seated as Speaker of the House.
Yeah, I think, 25 would do it. I think you can cherry pick, and I think you can get a few in very solid districts to do that. There's no point in continuing on. I'm having just as much fun as you guys are watching the disarray, but it's time to get down to business and get some things done. And the first thing is they have to avoid a shutdown.
Yes.
So we have to get the spending bill.
But Keith, here's the thing, though, man. Why does it got to be 25 Democrats come over and vote for the majority? I mean, why don't we have 5 Republicans come over and vote for Hakeem Jeffries? You know what I mean? The math is against the Republic.
Happen.
Well, but why? Because you say it's not going to happen. But I would surmise that perhaps Hakeem Jeffries has no, the Dems have no obligation to step in and save the Republicans from themselves.
It's not about saving the Republicans, guys. It's about saving the country.
So 5 Somebody's Republicans should come over and vote for Hakeem Jeffries then, man. That's my point.
I agree with you. I'm pie in the sky. I 100% agree with you. That is absolutely the what it should be if we're all going to be adults in the room. But they are not going to be adults. And somebody has to be the adult in the room and get this stuff done. So I don't think that there's any way in heck that we're going to get anything other than avoiding a shutdown or spending bill passed. I know some people are saying, well, we need more representation on committees. We need more of this, more of that. That's not going to happen. It's just not. They're not there. And they never will be. Because you've got 15 to 20 to 30 of them that are so completely flipping nuts that it's not going to happen. Let's get what's done, what's best for the country done, and move forward.
I don't disagree with you, Keith. I really don't. But I do think there's some exhaustion with, we have to be the better people again. Now we have to be the bigger person. But you're right. We're standing on a cliff with the shutdown just a couple of weeks away. The war with Israel and Hamas, the war of Russia's war against Ukraine. There are issues with the southern border. We still have problems with our healthcare system. There is a lot of stuff to get done. I just think it's this exhaustion of. I know.
Right.
But yeah, you're probably right. I guess somebody is going to have to step forward and be the bigger person.
you know, the thing is, we can all wish for different things. We can, and my point is this: it's two parts, okay? A large percentage of the Republicans right now want to continue this because they want to shut it down.
Yes.
They were elected by people who are anarchists. They are not politicians. They're anarchists. They're trying to destroy things and bring them back in their warped sense of patriotism or whatever the hell you want to call it, right? And the other thing is, guys, we're about 12 months away, and I'm very confident if this goes through, if they go ahead and put Emmerton with 15 to 20 Democratic votes, November of 24, the Republicans have no chance of maintaining the House at that point. Zero. None.
Well, we will find out if you're right. Really appreciate it, Keith. Thank you so much for checking in, and thank you for listening.
Have a great day, guys.
You
too. Thank you. Appreciate it.
844-967-2789. Texter from the 262. Talk about a loss for Matt Gaetz if Emmer gets the speakership, because that means he went from an election denier in McCarthy to someone who actually thinks it was a legitimate election. So much MAGA winning.
So much winning.
So much winning. And if the Dems voted in block for Emmer, would that send a message to the MAGAites that they don't matter as much as they thought? And would the MAGAs be awake enough to read the room?
I doubt it.
I wouldn't count on that. That seems a little overly optimistic.
You know, there's just from a leverage practical standpoint, Hakeem Jeffries and the Dems, if they're going to engage in the adults and be the adults in the room, there's got to be a give and take, a quid pro quo, perhaps. They're not going to do it for nothing. Why would they?
Why would they? Sure.
You know, and again, I would reiterate my point. If it only takes, as Keith said, 20 Dems to come over and, help, well, then it only takes 5 Republicans to come over and help the Dems elect their selection.
But I think all of the Republicans know that if they would do that, they will lose their jobs.
There was a live stream comment from Representative Minnesota Dean Phillips, released a statement on Twitter saying he would vote for Emmer, promised a few things.
He would vote present if Emmer promised a few things.
Vote present, sorry. Yeah,
and I think that goes back to what Keith said. We need a guarantee they're not going to shut down the government. We need a guarantee that they're going to honor the deal that McCarthy made with President Biden. So maybe there's some negotiating room there, Dom.
So we need another guarantee on top of the false guarantee. You know what I'm saying? Trust them at their word. So you gotta get what, I don't know, immediately. Whatever the deal is, it's got to be something that you can put in your pocket and walk out the door with. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
If you can promise me something in the future, no thank you. I mean, we've seen how these Republicans have acted before. I don't buy it. And I'd be very skeptical. The Dems should be very skeptical of any deal that, pertains to something that'll happen down the road. Don't worry about it.
I heard Tom Emmer promise to pinky promise.
So
you can rely on that, and it's all going to be good to go. All right. That is going to wrap it up for us today. You want to stay close for Todd Alba, who is coming your way next at noon across the Civic Media Radio Network. And don't forget, tomorrow morning at 10:30, the one, the only, the Kristen Bry will be here with us. And she'll be on StreamYard, so you can see, hopefully, baby Francis, the world's most perfect child. Have a great day and stay tuned for Todd. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you above all for listening. Without you, we're nothing. Have a great day. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Ariel.